Here's Dr. Gene Getz with a Bible principle, an enduring truth for your daily life.
When the Apostle John recorded his gospel, he included a very personal note that is really very intimate. Jesus was on the cross, and in his dying breath, he spoke to John regarding his mother Mary. Listen to these beautiful words.
Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved standing there, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home.
Yes, this was a very intimate moment. The disciple Jesus addressed from the cross was indeed John himself, and it involved Mary, Jesus' mother. What happened also demonstrates that Jesus, in his humanness, as the Word that became flesh, was concerned about his mother's future welfare. He turned to John, the disciple that he loved in a very special way, and he asked him to care for her since his earthly relationship with his family was about to end. You see, Jesus indeed modeled for children of all time God's will in caring for parents. Paul reinforced this divine principle in his first letter to Timothy. But if anyone does not provide for his own, that is, his own household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So, what is the principle to live by? Well, it's simple. We're to be committed to doing all we can to care and provide for those who have cared for us.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.